96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. What is a stroke? We often see the debilitating effects of a stroke and how it can affect survivors. But do we really understand what happens? On this Medical Monday, we are looking at stroke, the signs, and of course, reducing the risk. This is May, Stroke Awareness Month. And my guests are Dr. Anna Trouth. She is chair of the Department of Neurology at Howard University Hospital. And Herman Williams, he is a stroke survivor. He's in studio with us as well. Lines are open. If you have a question about stroke, if you have been concerned that you may have had one, or maybe you saw some of the signs but are not sure, certainly please give us a call. Any questions about it, we are certainly going to try to get as many answered tonight as we can. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Dr. Trouth and Mr. Williams, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Okay, let's start with some of the basics, Dr. Trouth. What is a stroke?
A stroke is a problem in the brain, just like a heart attack. You know, this is a brain attack where the blood supply to the brain is decreased. So it can be a sudden occlusion of a blood vessel. But sometimes if there's a bleed, that's also included in stroke. So only two things can happen to blood vessels. Either they clot up and they reduce the blood supply, or sometimes they can bleed and produce a hemorrhage in the brain.
What causes that?
There are many factors that contribute to stroke. And one of the main causes is high blood pressure. You know, hypertension, diabetes, cholesterol problems, heart problems. Some African Americans, you're looking at sickle cell disease. You're looking at a lot of clotting factors that may be wrong. Obesity, smoking, drugs. You know, so there are many factors that may contribute to strokes.
That's interesting. Mr. Williams, you are, if you don't mind me giving your age, you're 56, right?
58.
58, okay, good. 58 years old. You had a stroke in late March. What happened?
Well, I was like coming on the bus down Georgia Avenue. All of a sudden, like my left side started hurting real bad. My arm got real numb. My fingers got like cramped. I couldn't move them. My facial on the left side got so numb that it closed my eye, and my left leg went real weak. And I noticed that was a sign of a stroke, so I had to hurry. I noticed it's all about timing. You have to get here on time. You got to get to the hospital. Time. It's all about time.
How did you know that you were having a stroke?
Because I know the symptoms of a stroke. I've worked in hospitals for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I know all the symptoms about stroke. Facial, arms, speech slur, and, like, time. It's all about time.
So you were on the bus, and you were on Georgia Avenue. So how did you let people know that you were having this health emergency?
Well, I went up to the bus driver and let him know that I needed to get off at Howard Hospital as soon as possible.
Really?
Yes.
What did he say? Could he tell that you were having some problems?
Yes. I told him that like my left arm was hurting so bad, and you know I told him this was a sign of a stroke. So he said, okay. You know, he asked me, did I need any help? But I made it myself.
Interesting. Dr. Trouth, today the Medical Journal of Neurology has mentioned a report that suggests that, as Mr. Williams has said, time is a really, really big issue. But there's also a mention of a CAT scan versus MRI in determining the specifics of the stroke. Can you kind of clarify that for me?
Yes. The most common scan that is used is the CAT scan, which is like an X-ray study, which is very fast and can tell us if there's any damage that is done to the brain. And what we're actually looking for is a normal CAT scan when you're having a stroke, because the CAT scan takes time for it to show the stroke. Whereas the most, when you have a stroke, the MRI is the best test, the magnetic resonance imaging, because it picks up the stroke and the area of the brain that has decreased damage. But the MRI takes a much longer time, and all hospitals do not have an MRI that is on standby, you know, for patients who are coming with a stroke. And since time is of the essence, you know, most hospitals use the CAT scan, you know. But recent studies show that if you come earlier and if there's a clot, then clot retrieval may be helpful, you know, putting in a catheter and pulling back the clot. Now, in those circumstances, a CAT scan angiogram or CT angiogram with the contrast given can show us the blood vessels, and we might be able to show which patient might be a candidate for a retrieval.
I want to find out more about that, because I want to make sure everyone's clear about that. But we are talking about stroke awareness, of course, during the month of May. And this is our Medical Monday, where we talk about all kinds of health issues. So do you believe that you may have had a stroke? Do you believe that you may have even seen it? What are the signs? 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Now, Mr. Williams, did you have any of the kinds of lifestyle issues, for example, that Dr. Trouth was talking about? I mean, did you smoke, or did you have any of those other issues before you had your stroke?
No, I never smoked a day in my life. I'm a diabetic. I have high blood pressure. And, and cholesterol is real high.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
and those are some of the risks,
yes,
that you were talking about.
Yes.
We did have a call, and we lost that person, and I wanted to make sure that we picked it up. We've heard about something called a mini stroke, and I've heard about that myself. What is the difference between a mini stroke and a regular stroke?
That's a TIA, or
TIA.
A transient ischemic attack. In a TIA, there is a transient block of the blood vessel, and then it disintegrates and goes away. So therefore, the brain does not show any damage. But the person has a stroke, which disappears within about an hour. And if you take the MRI, there is no neuroimaging evidence of having had a stroke. But if you have a mini stroke, then it predisposes you to another stroke, which means about 5% of the time within the next 2 days, you're going to have a stroke. And about 11% of these patients will have a stroke in 3 months.
So let me make sure I'm clear, if I may use an analogy, like a plumbing that's stopped up, for example. That mini stroke is when you're able to unstop it after a short period of time, as opposed to it remaining stopped up. Is that correct?
Yes. It disintegrates the clot, you know, especially if it's coming from a distant source like the heart or the large blood vessel in the neck, then it disintegrates.
I need to, I want to take another call, but it's time for me to take a break. Stay on the line. I will take your call after the break. We're talking about strokes. What do you want to know? And also, we're also going to talk about why, you know, some people do not survive a stroke, and while some others have permanent physical damage. If you have a question about stroke, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. We have someone on the phone who says they believe they may be having a stroke now. Dr. Trouth, please address her issue.
I'm on the phone. Go ahead.
Hello. I've been having a facial twitch for about 2 days, and actually 4 days now. Now I'm starting to have a muscle problem in my cheek area. I do feel some weakness in my right arm and in my right leg, but I'm not sure. So I heard your program asking about this an hour ago, and I've been waiting for an hour and 15 minutes just to get on this phone to you.
Okay, the twitching.
What would you suggest I do?
The twitching is usually not a stroke symptom. The twitching is often a seizure symptom. It could be, or it could be just a muscle twitch, what they call a muscle facial spasm. But if you're having weakness, and if this is new onset, you should get to a hospital. Call 911 and get to a hospital.
And please, instead of listening to this program, obviously great information, but to save your own life, certainly I'm going to get off the phone. I'm going to let you call 911 so that you can take care of yourself, okay? Okay, thank you so much. Before I go back to the phone lines, briefly, Dr. Trouth, please talk to us about the importance of getting medical attention right away. That kind of unnerved me a bit there.
Yeah, the importance is timing. You know, there is a medication that's called TPA. It's a clot buster type medication, some people think of it as. But if you can come to the hospital within 3 to 4.5 hours, then we can give you that medication, and that medication has made a big difference in how much deficit you can have. Now, in addition, we can also look at the blood vessels and see if there's a proximal block. And if you have a severe weakness, we might be able to get the clot out from the proximal block and then enhance your ability to not get severe side effects or severe physical damages.
Let me go back to the phones quickly at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Susan calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi. Am I on the air?
Yes, please go right ahead quickly, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, I just want to make a statement. My mother had 2 TIAs, and then she had a massive stroke. And I did some Googling, as she died from the stroke. And then I did some Googling, and I read that, and I wanted to ask the doctor if it was true, that is there a correlation between chronic bronchitis and stroke? Because my mother, throughout her life, had chronic bronchitis, and I just read that somewhere off the internet, and I was wondering if it was true. And the second thing, how does aspirin help you if you feel like you might be getting the symptoms of a stroke? Is it true that if you take an aspirin, it can help you before you get to the hospital?
As far as chronic bronchitis goes, there is really no direct correlation between chronic bronchitis and stroke. However, if you had a significant lung damage and you have problems with breathing, then it could contribute to hypertension or blood pressure changes, and that could be a cause for stroke. Or sometimes if there's a heart problem, then that could be a contributory problem to stroke. Now, as far as aspirin prevents the platelets. Those are little factors inside the blood which clot up, and they are responsible for starting off a clotting process. So aspirin prevents them from gathering up and aggregating and forming a clot. So aspirin is helpful in preventing a stroke. However, people are advised not to take anything by mouth, because if you have a swallowing problem, then you could aspirate, and therefore it may not be a good idea. So the best thing is to call 911 and come to a hospital, because we can check and see if you have a swallowing problem, and if you have that, then we do not give anything by mouth. You know, we give the intravenous medication.
Herman, let me ask you, I've got to take a break in about a minute, but just quickly, when you got to the hospital, what happened? What did the doctors do?
Well, when I got here, I explained what was going on about my facial.
Mm-hmm.
It was numb, and my arms was numb and hurting real bad, and my left side was like my leg was real weak. And first thing they called Cold Gray. And they took me in, and they started working on me. And next thing you know, I was kind of scared. So, you know.
Well, hold that point, because I want you to finish that story. And I want to make sure that we get as many calls as we can for people who are concerned about this at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. If you're on the phone, Lisa, Sonia, Brenda, Surreals, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. We will continue this conversation in just a few seconds. The Quiet Storm with Jeff Brown will be next at 7:30. on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141.